What did Jesus do in the tomb? Have you ever wondered what Jesus did while he was in the tomb? Although he wasn't there for very long, I think it's important to answer this key question. Did Jesus go to heaven or hang out with the Father? Did he sleep in the tomb and recuperate from the beatings? Some skeptics believe he never really died. In their minds, he rested from his wounds and came out of the tomb with the help of his followers. But I believe that Jesus continued his great attack on the works of the enemy. The Bible boldly proclaims in Acts 2:31, seeing what was to come, he spoke to the resurrection of the Messiah and that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. Jesus went to Hades and took the keys of death and the grave. In Revelations 1:18, Jesus tells us, I'm the living one. I was dead and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Hey, do you need these words of encouragement? I do. My mom died today, 3,000 miles away. I wasn't able to see her and hold her and kiss her on her journey to the other side. The government's response to COVID-19 virus hindered me from these precious moments. I guess the government's doing its best to mitigate the virus, but it still hurts. I'm reminded of another promise Jesus made. John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. My mom's heart stopped beating on earth, but I'm convinced that Jesus' claims are true. My mom is still very much alive in another dimension, in heaven. I'm sure she was greeted by my dad and other family members in the faith. She's no longer paralyzed or partially blind. She will receive her great reward, which is far greater than mine for sure. So today I'm grieving the loss of my mom, but I'm consoled by the promise of Jesus. If you recently suffered loss of a loved one, I'm so sorry. I do feel your pain. If we can help you through your loss, please let us know, because you truly are a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.